Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now it's Luka. Deep three over four! Luka Magic!
Thank you, Mark Folliwell. Fox Sports Southwest, 75 North is still not moving. So avoid that if that is in your usual route to start off your Friday morning. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on DFW Sports Station. Shout out to the Stars who get a win in Toronto. They finally start off fast. All three periods, they score lightning quick and take out Toronto to get the W. But the poll question for today at the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. What are you going to watch more between the XFL second weekend, Landry Jones is starting for the Renegades, or NBA All-Star, both taking place on Sunday? You can, of course, text neither, especially if you have Monday off for President's Day. Maybe you're just going to go outside and enjoy the nicer weather as opposed to 30 degrees today. Mm. So you can go neither. But we'd like you to, if you had to pick between the two, what are you going with? NBA All-Star or Landry Jones debut and more XFL action on top of it, possibly?
NBA All-Star. Yeah. The entertainment value of superstars and entertainers and dunks, that's far outweighs the...
Now, the NBA All-Star game has become more and more and more and more of a joke.
Oh, it's a huge joke.
I wonder if you could name more XFL players right now than dunk contest and three-point contest participants.
Ooh.
Like I can you, name, you right
I,
now.
I can name three XFL, four.
Okay, and how many dunk participants can you name?
Well, there's only four in there, so...
Yep. And can you name any of them? Do you know who they are?
Yeah, Aaron Gordon's in it. Pat Connaughton's in it. Dwight Howard is in it. And
I want to give the initials.
Rap, please.
DJ.
Not Dennis Johnson.
He's dead.
Yep, he is. He is passed on.
Derrick Jones Jr.
Never heard of
him. That was good, though.
Thank you.
That was good.
Can you name any three-point participants?
Steph?
No.
No.
Steph's and you're a liar for saying you can only name three XFL players, though.
I can name Cardale, Drew Gaelitz, because our sales guy is his uncle.
Yep.
And Landry Jones.
And what other XFL player that used to play for the Cowboys?
Lance Dunbar.
Oh, Lance Dunbar.
And is it PJ Tucker?
Walker.
Walker both. And
PJ Tucker's the Houston Rocket guy who's going to be on stilts
this
year.
What other former quarterback is in the league that played for the Raiders?
Connor Cook.
Jamarcus Russell.
Matt McGloin.
And who's the Prohl? Someone Prohl.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Prohl's
and
kid.
Marquette.
Anyway, Roy, we don't care. So we go
stop
to your,
trying to up this league up.
Go to your daily fantasy alert and play for the weekend.
Update yeah. coming at night.
So you're NBA All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the XFL is going to take time. It just is. Like, I need to know that it's going to stick around before I can really invest in it.
It's not even about that for me. I know that's not a factor for me. I believe it's going to stick around. I'm not attracted to any of the talent.
Yeah.
I'm not attracted to any excitement. There's no player that I have to say I have to see. Now, I will keep an eye on Landry Jones because ESPN has labeled him the face of the league. I mean, that's kind of the say it out loud theory. If Landry yeah. Jones is the face of your league, are you screwed and are you in trouble? Sorry if Landry or the family is listening in Fort Worth right now. But Landry Jones is easily the face of the XFL. You're going to have to add some bigger names or you're going to have to start stealing from colleges in their freshman or sophomore years in order to lure me more. But I will keep an eye on Landry just because of whatever hype there is. But I'm NBA All-Star.
Yeah.
I'm NBA All-Star over XFL this weekend. Roy, making a clean sweep?
Yeah. I'll probably be watching more XFL overall.
Because of gambling?
Overall, not just because of gambling. Again, I mean, it feels different than the AAF. I don't know what the presentation will be in the second week. If they'll still continue to do all the sideline stuff that they do, how they'll refine it. But I'm still, the rules are very interesting to me. The kickoffs are very exciting to me. The extra points are exciting to me when those things happen. So I think I will be watching more of the XFL. My Saturday morning, Sean, is going to go English Premier League, which returns this weekend, XFL. And then I will take in probably, I'll take in Saturday and Sunday night, but I think I'll watch more XFL overall. Tonight with the Rising Stars game, there's almost no reason to watch. Luka's going to play about 5 minutes, as Mark Cuban told us, and then he'll be done. So
Luka's in this game?
Yeah.
Rising Stars?
Yeah, he's in this game. He was put in this game. And,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. Luka, stop.
What well, he'll make like a guest appearance. That's what Cuban told us behind the scenes. But
Can you name one XFL matchup this weekend? Who are the Renegades playing?
They're playing the Wildcats. Battle of two 0-1 teams trying to get off the schneid.
And the Wildcats are from what city?
L.A.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
He's our WNBA XFL insider.
I think we're taking on Chris Knopf.
Stop naming players. No one knows.
I love football. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for it.
No, you're gambling.
I'm not going to apologize for it.
It's daily fantasy. But that is an advantage that they can, you know, rely on, putting the spreads and the gambling live on TV. So rest of All-Star weekend, what changes are they making for that?
So the three-point change is just a slight difference. They're going to add two more shots that are essentially four-point shots, since everybody's in love with this 30-point shot. Instead of 25 shots, it's now going to be 27 shots, and they'll have an extra 10 seconds, I believe, to execute those in the three-point contest. For the NBA All-Star game, remember, they're going to do quarter-by-quarter contests. So it's like who wins the first quarter, who wins the second quarter, and then the entire fourth quarter will be played commercial-free. I think, as you guys mentioned, whatever the score is, the highest-scoring team going into the fourth will have to score 24 more points to end it.
And you get the Kobe factor, which will up their ratings from last year.
Oh, for sure.
As Roy sent us last night, the 2018 NBA All-Star game saw record-low viewership. And that was being on two different networks. You got a 3.8. XFL ratings, though, this past weekend, and DFW got above a 4. So DFW represented in terms of the opening XFL weekend. But Kobe will save this thing. The intrigue of the new format, at least for me, will save this thing. But don't get me wrong. I am not trying to tell you like the NBA All-Star game has been watchable. It's been the worst of all the All-Star. It might be worse than the Pro Bowl. Actually,
No. Football played without energy is unwatchable. Like, football played with, you know, you can't
What
can't
about
blitz.
No energy on defense? Like, not even trying to play any defense? I guess
you can
cool
still see great dunks.
Dunks.
Yeah, you can still see guys throwing the ball at the backboard and slamming it home. You can still see that.
All right, so Roy is more XFL. You and I are more NBA All-Star if we had to pick this weekend. What is the Fantext saying?
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I would say it's slightly more leaning towards the
XFL. Yeah, I was about to say, I wanted to guess. I would have said XFL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of intrigued with Sean Oakman and see if he can make it out of the XFL to the NFL from the 817. I love the stories from some of the players in the XFL from the 214. There's a lot of players that are still looking to get on NFL teams from the 817 that I'm interested in seeing from the XFL. And then from the 214, you guys are blowing it. Daytona 500 this weekend is going to blow all those things out of the water. I'm not so sure about that. And then the 817 agreeing with RJ Choppy. Did you guys not realize the Genesis Open is this weekend?
I mean, I'll tune in a little bit to that,
is
maybe.
Is that Tiger shooting his jumpers?
Yeah, Tiger did a little jump shot homage to Kobe. The Daytona 500 might beat the XFL in the ratings.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know what kind of ratings NASCAR gets around here.
All right, let's talk about Landry Jones for a second. What do you remember about Landry Jones in college, and can you see why he is being billed as the face of the XFL for the Renegades?
He was a good player in college. I mean, he was a good player, but then they took another step. They took another step when they got Baker and then Kyler. And then obviously Hurts.
And Landry got drafted in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good player. He was a good passer, but that's all. You know, he was basically a statue back there, if I remember right. And again, I mean, they had good teams when Landry played, but they were not at the level that they went to when they basically became annual Final Four participants under Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray and now with Jalen Hurts. So he was good. He was good. There's no doubt about that. Landry could throw the football. He was probably a poor man's Sam Bradford at Oklahoma. not nearly as good as Sam. Sam was amazing in college. But he was the next in line of a string of really good, solid Oklahoma quarterbacks. Oklahoma's had good quarterbacks since Heupel.
Yeah. And then the last time we saw Landry Jones in a pro game, 2018 preseason as a member of the Steelers. He got released there. Short deals with Jacksonville and the Raiders. And then he signed with the Renegades back in August. So reuniting with Bob Stoops at Oklahoma. But, you know, that's the only reason I'll check out the XFL is for Landry Jones' debut. That's going to be 2 o'clock on Sunday on ABC. So national television Saturday at 1, and then the second game Saturday at 4. Sunday, Renegades against L.A., 2 o'clock ABC, then St. Louis and Houston. Have your fantasy lineup set?
I'm putting it together, Sean. I mean, if I was going to tease it for later on in the show, say 9:20 when we get back to this topic, for those that would like to listen in, I'd be happy to give you some tips on who I like this weekend in the XFL
You could tweet it to them.
A really impressive performance this past
week. Who is the favorite in the – how much did you win?
Oh, I won $40.
That's good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Who is the favorite to win the three-point contest, which I think is – better than the dunk contest these days?
Craig Hodges.
Roy, you're the only one who probably knows who's in this thing. You'll never guess the favorite, though.
Yeah. Kristaps Porzingis?
He's not in it.
No, I'm kidding.
We know he can't shoot in this type of contest. Who's in it? Let's start there. Who can name who's in the three-point contest?
I honestly cannot.
I can name the dunk guys. Like I said, I can't name.
All right, I'll go from worst to first with the odds.
All right, sir.
Zach LaVine or LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he was a dunker.
Me too. Devontae Graham. Who does he play for? As Shaq would say, who he play for? I don't know.
Indiana?
Pistons.
I have no idea. Buddy Hield.
Okay.
Okay.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Trey Young is 9-2.
Oh, I should have known that.
Joe Harris is 9-2. Who's Joe Harris play for?
Indy.
Nets.
Devontae Graham's with Charlotte.
Devontae Graham's with Charlotte. Davis Bertans.
Oh, Bertans.
Who's he play for?
Is he San Antonio still?
I don't know. And the favorite is, I'll give you his first name. No, I'll give you his last name.
Wizards.
Robinson.
Cliff.
Portland Trailblazers. First name, Duncan. Who does Duncan Robinson play for?
I have no clue.
Miami Heat. Wow. And it will still be better than the dunk contest, I believe. I mean, dude, the dunk contest sucks.
Oh, my God.
Man, we just can't be pleased.
The best dunk of the week was that kid who went viral who caught it behind his head. Did you see that dunk?
Which, yes. If someone takes that and uses it in the dunk contest, they're getting a 10. But it's all about the pass. How many times did that guy have to record that to get that pass perfectly? For those that didn't see it, player was kind of running up slightly in front of him. He passed it between his legs, bounce pass. It went over the guy's left shoulder into his right hand behind his head, and then he dunked it. It's a really cool-looking dunk, but I don't see how anybody can put that together.
Duncan Robinson is your favorite. Oh, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.